Good afternoon, brethren. Wanted to show you that I brought my Bible up here with me today, and I'm going to use it. I know I have all the scriptures on my piece of paper, my notes, but I remember in the old days they used to say, I'm going to give you just a second or two to open the Bible and look at it. But as was mentioned by the song leader, it is an incredibly beautiful day today. I like that. But here's the question. Are you ready for the Passover? For the Passover 2025. Are you ready? And, of course, we know that the days of unleavened bread go along with it. We're almost there. Let's focus, though, on the Passover right now. Most of us have celebrated it several times. Several? 30? 40? 50? 55, yeah. But who's counting when you're having fun? So, We know that we've done it before. So the thing that comes to my mind is, when you've done it so many times, does it just become old hat? Is it just, you know, it's just another thing. We've celebrated the Passover before. We know all about it. We know all about the Passover and the days of unleavened bread. What are you going to tell us new? Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to tell you anything new. But I have to tell you something, and I asked this person's permission. I asked him because I ask him on our weekly Bible study every Thursday, why do we do certain things? You know what his answer is? And I'll tell you who said it. It was James Goyke. Every time I ask James Goyke, why do we do this? He says, because God said to do it. God said to keep the Passover. And not only did God say to keep the Passover, but he told us how to do it. And yet people in the world, they don't pay any attention. So let's ask and answer the question in a little bit more detail now. Why is Passover such a big deal? Let's turn to Exodus 12, which I am going to do. In my book, that book I showed you last time, that's pretty much worn out. Exodus 12, turning there right now myself. And let's start reading in verse 14. Exodus 12, verse 14. It says, so this day, the day that we're talking about, the Passover. So this day shall be to you a memorial. What's a memorial? A memorial is something you remember. And you shall keep it as a feast to the eternal throughout your generations. Now, my generations are not finished yet. My parents' generation's all done. You know, they're sleeping. But I have those who have been generated by Suzanne and I, and that means you're supposed to be keeping it. Now, I want to read a little bit more. You shall keep it as a feast day by an everlasting ordinance. And we could argue, well, that was to the Israelites. That was to those ancient Israelites. I'm not an ancient Israelite. I'm a pretty modern American, you know, and I'm not going to go into that. I don't want to go into that because within the Church of God, we've written so many good things about that. But I do want to go on. With these words, we can see that God wants Israel to keep on celebrating the Passover for a very long time. And the last time I spoke to you, I mentioned we are modern Israel. And I talked about that. And you can go online. I went online and I saw myself saying that. So, you can find out why we're modern Israel. But now let's turn to Hebrews 11. So only have 10 or 15 minutes here, so can't mess around with what I did last time. Let's go to Hebrews 11. I want to read one verse in Hebrews 11, verse 28. Here the writer of Hebrews, whoever he was, makes a very good point. Hebrews 11, verse 28. By faith, and this is what we do it too by faith, he, whoever it was that he was talking about, we could go into it, that's Moses. By faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. This is really important. You know, an important part of Passover is the sprinkling of blood. Lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Moses didn't want to die, didn't want the firstborn of the Israelites to die. And we know that the firstborn of all those Egyptians was killed by God, or God's power. And I don't know if he did it personally, he probably sent an angel out there and knock off those Egyptians. Death is not the big thing, eternal life is a big thing. And those people will come up again, but the point is, we know that God told Moses and the ancient Israelites to keep this festival so that the destroyer would not touch them. I don't want the destroyer to touch me now. I don't want the destroyer to touch me ever. But I know that I physically will probably die someday. So we should all understand what's really important in that statement. We, as modern Israel, are supposed to keep the Passover. Back in the Old Testament times, the Israelites were fully aware of that. You know, they kept the Passover a little bit from year to year, and especially when they went into the Promised Land, they kept it a little bit more. For 40 years, they were losing it. We don't have the time to prove everything that our UCG booklets prove so well. But now turn to Exodus 12. We were there before, if you haven't flipped over too much. I want to go back a little bit, though, to Exodus 12, verse 3. Exodus 12, verse 3. And you'll notice that I'm turning in my own book. Exodus 12, verse 3 says, and if the household, and we have different size households, if the household should, that's verse 4. Let's go to verse 3. Speak to the congregation of Israel, saying, and this tells us when to do it, on the 10th day of this month, every man should take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for the household. So what God is telling us here is how to do it. It's not up to us. It's not up to, I have to say this because there used to be one, it's not up to the Roman Catholic Church to tell us how to do it. It's not up to any church of the world to tell us when to keep God's Passover. It's up to God to tell us when to do it and how to do it. And how to do it. Last page. I have to make a point on this, but listen to what I'm saying. God wanted everyone in Israel to participate in the Passover. And God, the Eternal, the one who was named Jesus at his human birth, he told them how to do it. So now let's turn to John. John 1, verse 29. Why in the world did they have this big deal about the Passover? You know, killing a lamb, selecting a lamb, having a nice meal. You know, is that all it's about? I don't think so. But let's go to John 1:29. John 1, verse 29 says, the next day, whenever that was, John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said to everybody that was around him, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Wow. Wait a minute. The Israelites all knew about the Lamb. What happened to the Lamb? Bam! Killed that thing. Bled to death. All over the place. And they had to do it. They had to do it over and over and over and over and over again. Did they understand why? I don't think so. A few of them caught on a little bit, but I don't think many of them really knew why they were doing. Now, my question to you and myself is, do we know why we're doing what we're doing? Do we know why we're going to come to the Passover next week? It's only a week away. Do we know why we're doing it? Does it really mean something to you? Are you motivated by the fact that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God and he gave his life for me and for you? Do you see it that way? There's some, don't want to go into that. Brethren, we are the called and the chosen of the Lord. Right now, we must not forget. Passover lamb was killed so that all the people could live. And Jesus, the real Passover lamb, was killed in a gruesome way. Coming here to services today, Suzanne and I and James, who is with us, we were listening to some music that we listen to every year, not all the time, but every year at this time we listen to it, and it really makes it very graphic what's going on. So let's have a last scripture. 1 Peter 1. I think this is after Peter got motivated by receiving God's Holy Spirit. You gotta get motivated when you receive God's Holy Spirit. Okay, 1 Peter 1 and verse 18. Won't read too much here, but we'll read a little bit. Knowing, and Peter's talking to us, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, you know, the Paschal lamb, you know, killing it, doing all that stuff, get out of Egypt free. No. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, and then they make the point, not by silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition. And boy, When it says that, I think of the traditions that I was born and raised under. Those worthless traditions that I was born and raised under. That's not what redeemed you from your fathers. Verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. But like I said at the beginning, how many times have you kept the Passover? 20, 30, 40, 50, 55. How many times have you kept the Passover? It can become old hat. It's not supposed to. It's supposed to be a big deal. And next week when we keep it, it should be a big deal. Jesus is the real Passover lamb. He was sacrificed once for the sins of all mankind. And we have been given the privilege of knowing this and remembering it properly by keeping Passover on Friday evening, April 11th, 2025, at sunset.